Movie industry observers are saying that 2002 will go into the record books as the biggest box office year in Hollywood history. And for a change, it's an increase in attendance, not ticket prices, that's responsible. Still, a lot depends on the big holiday films. With Harry Potter, James Bond, and even Santa Claus already in cineplexes, the major studios have another 39 pictures opening before New Year's Day. Everything from epics to musicals to dramas based on real life. Bob Mondello has a selective preview of what's in store.
With both Christmas and New Year's falling midweek, holiday moviegoing will last a few days longer than usual in 2002, and Hollywood is intent on making every moment count, not just with potential Oscar nominees, but also with blockbuster action adventures, including one that will answer the question that has been on absolutely everyone's lips since this time last year.
What business does an elf, a man, and a dwarf have in the Riddermark? Speak quickly!
We track a band of Uruk-hai westward across the plain. They have taken two of our friends captive.
Look for your friends, but do not trust to hope. It has forsaken these lands.
Frodo and his fellowship buddies continue their trek in The Two Towers, the second film in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And speaking of treks, there's another diverse fellowship that's boldly going where no one, not even Harry Potter, has gone before.
It seems as though we are truly sailing into the unknown.
I recommend extreme caution.
Do you think this is a wise course of action, sir?
We're about to find out, Data.
Star Trek Nemesis finds Captain Picard and his crew battling to save Earth from destruction. Somewhat less catastrophic movie battles will include NARC, in which detectives go after drug dealers, Empire, in which a drug dealer goes after venture capitalists, and Martin Scorsese's long-awaited Gangs of New York, in which Leonardo DiCaprio goes after mob boss Daniel Day-Lewis, trying to break his hold on 19th century Manhattan.
There's more of us coming off these ships every day. 15,000 Irish a week. Get all of us together and we ain't got a gang. We got an army.
Conflicts on a smaller scale will also figure prominently in year-end movies, including quite a few based on the lives of real people. In the film Evelyn, Pierce Brosnan plays the man who changed Irish child custody laws when he fought his government's attempts to separate him from his daughter, and Rabbit Proof Fence tells of similar traumas half a world away in the 1930s, when the Australian government routinely took Aboriginal children from their families.
In spite of himself, the native must be helped.
The film follows three little girls who resisted.
Where are we going?
We're going home.
Home is more than 1,000 miles away, but the oldest of the girls has realized that there's a path that can lead them there.
They're on the fence. They're following the rabbit-proof fence.
Another true story that deals with race, family, and government has Denzel Washington both on screen and for the first time behind the camera as a director. The Antoine Fisher story recounts the emotion-packed tale of an African-American sailor and the Navy psychiatrist who helped him come to terms with his rage.
Where you from, Fisher?
I'm from under a rock.
That would make you a medical miracle, Seaman Fisher.
Where'd you spend your childhood?
Nobody wants you.
Nothing.
Worthless.
I hate you.
Newcomer Derek Luke landed the star-making role of the angry young man in the Antoine Fisher story, and Antoine Fisher himself wrote the screenplay. Another writer, Charlie Kaufman, is also telling his own story on screen in a bizarre comedy called Adaptation about the writer's block he developed after penning the bizarre comedy Being John Malkovich. And if that isn't odd enough for you, how about Max, the story of a Jewish art dealer in 1930s Germany who tries to convince an angry young rabble-rouser named Adolf to channel his energies into painting, not politics.
One gets the feeling that you're holding something back. You've got to take all this pent-up stuff that you're quivering with and you've got to hurl it onto the canvas. Just do what you do. Be anxious. Be nervous. Tell me you're the unknown soldier. Come back to haunt us with your brush, Hitler. With your brush.
A more nuanced examination of artists and the Third Reich won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival and has pretty much resurrected the career of director Roman Polanski. The Pianist, easily the year's most spellbinding epic, tells the harrowing story of Jewish musician Władysław Szpilman.
This is the greatest pianist in Poland, maybe the whole world.
sound, but it's a compliment.
By order of the governor of the Warsaw district, there will be created a Jewish district in which all Jews will have to reside.
You must get away at once. I'm not leaving. Can't I take my chances here?
The already rail-thin actor Adrian Brody reportedly lost an additional 30 pounds to play Spielmann. For his trouble, though, he's almost certain to earn an Oscar nomination. Lighter tales about real-life figures include Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, based on Gong Show producer Chuck Barris's fictitious account of his secret life as a CIA agent, and Steven Spielberg's Catch Me If You Can, in which federal agent Tom Hanks tries to keep up with the high school student who became the youngest criminal ever to make the FBI's most wanted list.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to have to tell you, your son has fudged your checks.
I have a payroll check here I'd like to cash.
I'm working part-time at the church now. Just tell me how much yours and I'll pay.
$1.3 million.
If all this strikes you as too much reality for the holidays, rest assured there'll also be fiction in its purest state. The Dickens classic, Nicholas Nickleby, and the modern bestseller, The Hours, will both arrive on screen right around Christmas Day. A terrific Spanish thriller called Intacto will tell of shadowy figures who've learned to harvest good luck. And there's an offbeat comedy called About Schmidt that qualifies as a definite change of pace for Jack Nicholson.
My name is Warren R. Schmidt. I am 66 years old and recently retired. Helen and I have been married 42 years.
Don't dilly-dally.
Lately, I find myself asking the same question. Who is this old woman who lives in my house?
There's already Oscar buzz building for Nicholson's restrained performance. If romantic comedy is more to your taste, you can choose either Made in Manhattan, a Cinderella story with Jennifer Lopez and Ralph Fiennes, or 2 Weeks' Notice, a workplace romance with Sandra Bullock and Hugh Grant. Kids also have multiple choices, not just the Wizard movies and Treasure Planet, but the Nickelodeon feature, The Wild Thornberries. And following in the footsteps of last year's Moulin Rouge, there's even a splashy holiday musical, Chicago, which has something for everyone this holiday season: murder, fame, and all that jazz.
A noisy hall where there's a nightly scrawl and all that. Now I know what's right, but oh, I love my life and all that. Jazz.
I'm Bob Mondello.